So what happens if that woman, which is actually a man, shows up not in woman's clothes, not with the fake breasts, not as a woman, and attacks a man like that? You know what happens? That man gets his ass kicked. But oh, you start a fight pretending to be a woman, then you get to punch for free. You get to attack for free. You get to spit on, and you're still the victim. And they figured out this life hack that the left has now given them. You know, pretty soon it's going to be common knowledge, commonly understood. You know, we got a problem with our priorities in this country, and that's been done by design. And we're starting to realize how much we've been distracted and deceived. But once we realign this, once we restore this, it's going to be common knowledge, common understanding that liberals are liars and that the globalists want to enslave you. That's really as basic as I could put it. You understand? You want your basic blueprint to understand how the world works politically? Liberals are liars. Globalists want to enslave you. That's how to take the most complex issues on earth and put it into two short, sweet sentences. And that's true. Why do you think you have a University of Pittsburgh professor telling a group of students that there's no difference between men and women, and we can't tell the difference in archaeology of anthropology of humans, the difference between a male skeleton and a female skeleton? He's lying. He knows that's not true. Everybody knows that's not true. He's lying. Why? Because that's the liberal agenda. That's the Democrat progressive agenda. Trans kids. So what do? You lie for your agenda, even though you know it's fake. So as if that's not dangerous enough, why would the globalists want to promote trans kids? Well, it's simple. If every kid is a trans kid, guess what? They're not having kids. Ah, nice. But think about how dangerous this is, where now a trans individual goes out and murders six people, and the trans individual, the murderer, the killer, is the victim. And that was the message all week long. That was the message at their protests at Capitol buildings all week. That was the message on the left-wing mainstream media all week. The trans person was the victim. They were never seen. They were never understood. The Christian upbringing and the Christian school and the parents is what did this. Somehow I doubt that. Somehow I doubt if that person instead decided, you know what, I am a woman and my parents are right, maybe I should get myself right with God. I don't think there would have been a mass murder. But I guess we'll never know. But imagine how dangerous it is to take that individual, the murderer, the killer, and say they're a victim, and then memorialize them. So the next time a trans killer goes and commits a mass murder like that, it is right at the doorstep of the mainstream media. It is right at the doorstep of all these trans activists all weekend saying that that person is a victim, that person needs to be memorialized. And so, I mean, not that difficult to figure out. The individual wrote a manifesto. We saw the text messages. The trans killer said, I want to commit suicide. So, well, why didn't you just go shoot yourself in the head then? Why did you go down to a local Christian school and kill six people before you got killed? You made that decision. You don't think by memorializing that person, there's going to be another copycat killer with what is already the highest suicide rate group in the country, and that group is growing in numbers because of the propaganda aimed at children in schools? And now they're having political victories after they go out and commit a terror attack. Federal judge blocks ban on child drag shows in wake of Nashville shooting. So, oh, wow. So you're telling me I'm a deranged trans person suffering mentally and I'm not getting help. and I want to commit suicide. But I know that why kill myself? I can go out and kill others and become a hero in the process, and we'll have a political victory afterwards. This is dangerous stuff right here. I thought we didn't negotiate with terrorists. When unhinged transgender people attack on International Day of Trans Visibility, dozens of violent attacks against people this week. Now, granted, I wasn't violently attacked, but I was attacked. They shoved me. They rub up against me. They put their signs in my face. Fine. But no, people got choked. People got punched. Some people got shot and killed at a school. Now, I know this is going to blow your mind, but who could have predicted that men pretending to be women would get violent in public? You see, there's this thing that happens in civilization. There's this thing that happens in society, and it's organic, where we understand, there's common understanding that there are differences between men and women, and because of that, we treat men and women differently. And women have certain, we'll say, privileges that men don't have when it comes to society. You get what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to go, you don't hit a woman, right? Like, you never strike a woman, or all the legal advantages a woman has in a divorce or parenting rights. I'm not trying to get into the debate. I'm just saying. So when we know that we give women certain leniencies or certain advantages in civilization, of course, men are going to try to become women to take advantage of it. It's kind of like, you know, the left attacks Candace Owens because she tells people to put black on their college applications and their job applications because it'll help you. It's an advantage in society, and she's 100% right. So it's like, of course, yeah. So if you know that if you pretend to be black or you identify as black, that's going to get you ahead, then yeah, you're going to identify and pretend to be black. Yeah, if you know you can pretend to be a woman and you can go out and attack people in the streets, but nobody's going to hit you because you're a woman, then yeah, you're going to do it, aren't you? Oh, you know, if you're a woman, you can go out and rape somebody, but you're a woman, so it's not looked at like a rape. You don't think, of course, criminals, of course, psychopaths are going to take advantage of that. And they are, and they did all weekend. And I'm telling you, this footage, really from maybe Billboard Chris is the most powerful. I mean, Alex Stein, myself, so many others, Savannah Hernandez. But Billboard Chris is sitting there. He stands. He calls himself Billboard Chris because he stands there. He puts a little billboard over his chest. He throws it over his chest. It's on his back. It's on his front. And he's got that first person perspective camera angle. And I mean, it's men in women's clothes with makeup on, and they come up to him enraged, bug-eyed, and they choke him and they punch him. And the footage is so powerful because it's like, this is a man. This is a man coming at you, attacking you, because he knows you can't attack him back because he's a woman. So what happens if that woman, which is actually a man, shows up not in woman's clothes, not with the fake breasts, not as a woman, and attacks a man like that? You know what happens? That man gets his ass kicked. But oh, you start a fight pretending to be a woman, then you get to punch for free. You get to attack for free. You get to spin on, and you're still the victim. And they figured out this life hack that the left has now given them.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got 3 new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pill. pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.